So Mervyn Middleby, you were kind of one of the organisers of Creative Collisions here at the BBC today. A lot of people who are not BBC in the room. Tell us a wee bit about what the event was and what it was trying to achieve.
Okay, well, it's basically part of Mark Thompson's approach is to empower a very more open BBC now. And if you go to the likes of Salford, you can absolutely see that there. If you go to Wales, Rothlock, exactly the same. And Pacific Quay, to a lesser degree, open doors, people coming in, getting to share ideas, very much aligned with the public purposes of the BBC to try and bring that sort of media communications knowledge out to the public, also to stimulate creativity and also to, you know, inform, educate and entertain, actually.
So you have a lot of people from digital kind of content, digital media, ad agencies, trainers, academics, all kinds of people here?
Well, sure, on the basis of wanting to sort of take forward that Mark Thompson type approach, I've spoken in recent times with Invest NI, with Daddy, with Decal, and they were very much supporting that it had to be a very cross-sectoral approach to the media industry here. So we actually combined a sort of reference lists of, you know, contacts, and we put together sort of a rich blend that we would try and get across as much as possible where this transmedia experience is potentially taking the industry, because that ultimately is going to be key to the relevance that we're going to try and maintain.
So you had a bit of a briefing about what was happening with technology, and then we were all in the studio, and Stephen Nolan hosted a kind of a nearly like a talk show with some kind of futurologists, with some folk from the local industry and things, just looking at the issues, and then folk were touring around different bits of the BBC looking at, I guess, giving them a bit of an insight into how production happens and the kind of technology that you use. And then you brought us all back here for lunch, but you had an announcement to make. You had an award to launch. Tell us about that.
Okay, yeah. Basically, it was a full-on day, a very, very full morning's programme to get people across, you know, what BBC and I had. And we were very much an untold success story here with regard to innovation, and especially how, you know, it could collaborate with the local sector. And if you take the, you know, what's became apparent is the overlap of our public purpose and sort of the need here in the community to catalyse the media sector. We thought that in collaboration with DETI, Decal and Invest NI, if we put out a competitive call to the media, to the technical media sector here, to look for innovative ideas that could differentiate our output, that could in some way take either the concept of inform, educate or entertain to the next level, that would be such a fantastic thing to see, just what those ideas were. So we'd be very keen to use some of our technology specialists to try and incubate those ideas once, of course, they've been shortlisted down, you know, by an independent panel and all that there. But a fantastic knowledge share, because it's not a drain and effort anyway, because the fact that our technologists would be with these entrepreneurs and innovators, that's a complete cross-share of, like, knowledge development.
Actually trying to work in partnership.
Partnership. And that's where open innovation was in, and that's why I dwelled on open innovation for quite some time today, because I think it actually is the tool that we need to use.
And if people want to find out more, they go to, it's creativecollisions.co.uk. They can find out about the competition, the three kind of categories, and all the dates. And
absolutely. There's a full briefing on Creative Collisions Co.UK, and there's also an area where you can drop in questions, because we're absolutely going to help people. You know, if they've thought that, well, I have an idea, I'm not sure if that's relevant or it would be worthwhile, we'll give them some guidance via email reply on that too.
And lastly, are there examples of how the local industry has actually worked with the BBC in partnership up until now, as kind of examples of what has happened in the past?
Yeah, I mean, there are examples where there are programmes have elements that have been contributed by outside, but it's been very much on a sort of contractual and episodic approach. It's a delivery on time to a price, but it's not a collaborative.
Usually for a particular series or a particular program.
Absolutely. So it's very time bound. It's not open ended. And to be honest, because it's a commercial contractual relationship, it wouldn't really engender a real share of purpose, to be honest.
Okay. Well, all the best for the competition, and the results will be out at the next digital media conference, or the Northern Ireland Media Conference.
Yes, we will. We hope to have the shortlisted four companies present their developments at the Belfast Media Festival. That's the current timeline.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.